The state's ethics board is coming under criticism as it launches an investigation that's believed to focus on a sexual harassment scandal in the assembly. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
When the Joint Commission on Public Ethics was formed just over 1 year ago, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders had high hopes for an ethics panel that replaced a much maligned former commission. Cuomo spoke when the agreement was announced in June of 2011.
This is an historic piece of legislation.
The 14-member commission is structured to have an elaborate set of checks and balances for launching any potential corruption investigations. While Governor Cuomo appoints a majority of the commissioners, Majority Party legislative leaders get three appointees each. Minority Party leaders get one appointment. In order for a probe to commence, three legislative appointees of the same party must approve the investigation. At the time of the agreement, Citizens Union's Dick Dady expressed some doubts about a structure where three commissioners could potentially block the wishes of the other 11 commissioners if they voted against an investigation.
It was trying to set up this Rubik's Cube to ensure that all partisan concerns were addressed.
Other rules require commissioners under penalty of a misdemeanor crime to keep silent about any investigation. They cannot even confirm whether there actually is a probe taking place. That arrangement has led to some confusion. Earlier this month, Governor Cuomo called on the new Ethics Commission to investigate circumstances surrounding the Assembly's censure of Assemblyman Vito Lopez for sexual harassment. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver approved a secret settlement of over $100,000 for two other alleged Lopez victims. The Ethics Commission held one meeting and, in keeping with its rules, released no information about any investigations. Then, leaks to the New York Times said the commission had approved only a limited probe. That angered Governor Cuomo. He threatened to conduct his own investigation. So the Ethics Commission held another meeting. This one was partially open to the public. Commissioners at it bitterly lamented the leaks and the secrecy imposed by their own ethics panel's rules. Commissioner Marvin Jacob was appointed by Speaker Silver.
What appeared in the press was horrible. It had nothing to do with what we were dealing with.
Succumbing to the complaints, Ethics Commission Chair Janet DeFiore bent the rules and announced that an investigation had begun, but DeFiore could not say who or what was being investigated. The mandatory secrecy led to enigmatic remarks like this one from Commissioner Mary Lou Rath, who was asked by a reporter what exactly she had voted on.
I voted unanimously to go with the investigation.
Investigation of what?
The one that we're all here talking about.
Dady, with Citizens Union, says that over 1 year since the commission was signed into law, the probe of the Assembly Speaker's actions, if it is indeed occurring, is the first true test of the new Ethics Commission.
This was developed as an experiment in the abstract, and now we're seeing how it's actually working. And once you see how something works, you may need to change it a little bit.
The first improvement, Dady says, is for the commission to plug the leaks that he says are undermining confidence.
They need to respect the law and do their job by keeping their mouth shut and allowing no further leaks out.
But he says there needs to be a means for the public to be assured that some kind of investigation is happening, particularly when the accusations are as troubling as those in the Assembly's alleged sexual harassment case.
It's important that the public be advised in some way of what's happening so they know that something is happening.
Dady says the commission should be given a chance to complete its investigation and quickly. He says if the probe were to drag on, it would only make the public more cynical and suspicious. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.